Good morning, everyone, and happy Friday. Well, unfortunately, the US market firmly back in negative territory last night. In fact, US stocks have fallen to their worst levels in close to 2 years. So the Dow Jones fell 458 points or 1.5%. The broader S&P 500 was down by 2.1%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell by around 2.8%. So what this means is that those losses were enough to completely reverse the solid improvements we had a day earlier, which was actually the best day since early August. So essentially what's happened in the last couple of days is that yesterday we had gains because the Bank of England essentially surprised everyone by saying it will intervene in financial markets and try to calm bond markets for the next couple of weeks by buying lots of them, basically. Over the next 14 days. Now, that seemed to create some optimism that maybe central banks might take their feet off the accelerator when it comes to tightening policy. Last night, though, that was certainly not the case with the Federal Reserve. Hearing from the Federal Reserve, two officials actually spoke, and they essentially reiterated comments made all week by the Fed that they will continue to raise interest rates aggressively, that they will keep rates at elevated levels for a longer period of time to combat inflation. So that seemed to hurt markets in overnight trade across the board. We've also had the bond market selling off again, with bond yields lifting both the 2 years and 10 years in the US also higher. Now, European markets fell back as well. The Stoxx 600 down by 1.7%, led by stocks in Italy and also Spain. But the big news in Europe last night was the update on inflation out of Germany, which was worse than expected. Inflation at 10.9% for the year to September. That is the worst outcome in more than 25 years. What that has done is essentially reaffirmed the likelihood of another supersized rate hike in Europe when the ECB meets next, which is at the end of October. Now, if we look at the different movers and shakers across markets in overnight trade, Apple was one of them. It fell about 5%. Now, in quite a rare broker downgrade, that certainly seemed to rattle that stock. Now, this particular analyst warned of weaker consumer demand for its devices. And mind you, this is a day after Apple seemed to back off its intentions to increased supply of the iPhone because of a drop in demand. Nike also in focus last night. It fell 3.5%, came out with its results after market close, which actually seemed to beat the market's expectations, but there's still challenges that it's facing. One of them include higher freight costs, another is discounting, and another is inventory. It has way too much of it on its books. It has about $10 billion in inventory, 44% more than it held just a year earlier. And another problem is the fact that the US dollar has been strengthening against most currencies significantly recently because of concerns of an economic slowdown. So that can be a negative when it comes to sales made outside of the US as well, as it makes its products a bit more expensive overseas. Now, Micron in that tech space received attention. It fell by about 2%. This is a chip maker. It released its results and actually fell short of Wall Street's hopes when it comes to its outlook. So it essentially warned of a drop in demand for its chips from smartphone makers, but also for PC makers as well, and then blame that on an economic slowdown. Meta Platforms was also in focus. This is the group formerly known as Facebook. Fell by about 4% last night, and this was off the back of a Bloomberg report, it seemed, that suggested that there's going to be a pause in hiring at the group, and also warned of restructuring as well, as it aims to cut costs and reduce budgets across most of its team. So it's facing a number of different challenges at the moment. It changed its name last year from Facebook to Meta. Its shares have gone from about over $300 to about $135 at the moment. There's also plenty of competition coming through from the likes of TikTok. Now, in the car space in Europe, the big news was Porsche actually making its debut on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Now, its shares were largely flat, which of course isn't perhaps great on the first day of trade, but considering that European markets fell quite heavily last night, it probably wasn't a bad outcome. It's one of the biggest floats or listings in Germany in a very long time, actually since the mid-90s. And in talking about cars, Tesla in the US fell back heavily by about 7% last night. Now, looking to our market today, the Aussie market is set to kick off the last day of the week, month and quarter in negative territory. We've got SPY futures down 22 points or a third of a percent. Now, the week hasn't actually been that bad because of gains we had yesterday, which was the best day in about 3 weeks. So that certainly cushioned what would have been otherwise a more underwhelming week for markets. The month, on the other hand, has been terrible. We're down 6.2% in September. It's either going to be the second or the third worst month of the year, depending what happens on our session today. So we're still down quite heavily, really, for weeks, where hasn't been much optimism in markets that's been sustained for more than a day or two for about 5 to 6 weeks now because of concerns of rising inflation and higher interest rates. Over the quarter, at the moment at least, the market seems to, you know, probably going to end the quarter largely flat, but it does follow a 12% decline over the prior 3 months. Now, looking to today, we've got some updates on private sector credit here in Australia, so basically lending. We've also got some figures on manufacturing out of China a little later in the day. Nick Scali's ex-dividend, and quite a few companies are paying out dividends, including Regis Health, Evolution and Beach and Origin as well. Now, since it is the last day of the month and quarter, can create a bit more volatility and unpredictable movements in markets, so keep that in mind. But the Aussie dollar at the moment sits at about 65 US. Have a great day. And just a reminder, we'll still have a report in the afternoon, but the market will be open Monday despite a number of state holidays. Have a great day.